Hello and welcome everyone. This is Dr. Dawn, the suicide prevention pharmacist, and this is episode 6 of the Suicide Prevention Podcast. Welcome to all of you, and today I want to talk about my experiences from the Out of the Darkness overnight walk that happened in New York City. This occurred the overnight of June 4th and June 5th. Going into June 5th of 2022. So I have talked about this before when I've talked about the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And so I wanted to talk about how the event went, some of the good parts, some of the not so good parts, but overall what a great experience that it was for me. And as always, I want to end with the crisis number and text line in case you or someone you know is struggling. So as I've mentioned in previous podcasts, I had signed up to participate in the Out of the Darkness overnight walk, and this again is a part of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. They have done this for 20 or more years now. I always forget whether it's 20 or 25 years. However, it's been going on for a while, and the walks have occurred in different cities throughout the country, such as Washington, D.C., I believe it's been in Atlanta, in San Francisco, and Dallas, and so a lot of times they will also have it in multiple places in the same year, so a lot of times they'll be more on the eastern half of the country and then another walk in the western half of the country. But as the name implies, it is an overnight walk. It typically ranges from 16 to 18 miles. And so most of the time with stops and navigating through a city, it does literally take all night. Obviously, there is some symbolism there with when you start the walk, you're going into the night, you're going into the darkness. But then by the end of the walk, the sun is coming up, and this represents the light and the hope that we have in regards to suicide prevention. So for my experience, this was my first time, and being in New York City, I am a huge fan of New York City. I especially love being in Manhattan. There's always a lot going on, a lot of noise, a lot of excitement. And so I was really excited to do this walk and check out Manhattan. It was a Saturday night. And so I really was looking forward to it. I had trained throughout the last several months. I had worked up to walking. My biggest distance was 16 miles at one time. So I was ready for that 16 to 18 mile range, but it did definitely take some time, especially as I got into the higher mileage to walk those longer distances. So I had prepared, my feet had prepared as well. I spent a lot of time and money on how to deal with my feet. My shoes that I had gotten and had fitted didn't work very well. My little toes were blistered and hurting, and it was very painful. So I ended up getting sandals that worked better and using toe socks. And so I've learned a lot about foot care in the last several months, but it was worth all of that learning and trying to figure out what would work best for taking care of my feet. That being said, the walk was scheduled to start at 8 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday, June 4th of 2022. However, the event did get delayed about 30 minutes. There was a lot of people checking in and signing in. They estimated there was around 1,800 or a little over 1,800 people doing the overnight walk. So it took some time for everybody to get checked in. There was an opening ceremony where several people came and spoke about the event, and different suicide loss survivors spoke. So we were supposed to start about 8 p.m. We got started more towards 8:30 p.m. And I will say walking through Manhattan was definitely different than I would have expected. Really wasn't thinking about the route. They didn't give you the route until you actually arrived. So I thought we would be walking up to Central Park. We had started in Midtown Manhattan, and we had started on a pier. So I figured we would walk up to Central Park, do a lot of walking around Central Park, and then come back to where we had started. I was very wrong about that. Our walk took us up to around Central Park a little bit, but then we also were in Midtown again. We spent a lot of time in Lower Manhattan, and then eventually we made our way back to Midtown and back to where we started at the pier that had been the designated spot for the opening and closing ceremonies. So with that, and being Manhattan, a lot of stoplights, a lot of crosswalks, a lot of waiting to cross the street, make sure cars weren't coming, and so that took up a lot of time. There's a lot of times it felt like I couldn't walk as fast as I wanted or as long as I wanted at a stretch because I was always having to stop with the traffic. And obviously that's important for safety reasons to do that, but it was challenging at times. And I will say I did not do the walk alone. There was a team that I was a part of, and not only that, I have a friend from college who I walked with the whole time. It was great to catch up with her and talk throughout the evening and keep each other going. And so I really appreciate having that friend with me. And she's done the walk. I believe this was year 8. And so hats off to her for all the work and the many continued years she's done this walk at various locations throughout the country. So with the delay in the start and all of the stops, I did find it somewhat stressful at times because they wanted us to finish at the same time for the closing ceremony. And it was really tough to make that time. And so that was stressful. I didn't feel, not that it was meant to be a leisurely walk, but I was wanting to get it done. I didn't want to have to be driven back to a site or not be able to walk the whole thing. So that was challenging. Got through it. Obviously, things happen and everybody adjusted and adapted nicely. So if that was the worst thing to happen, then that's not really a big deal. But I was definitely surprised about the route and just glad to have the people around me for support as we did a lot of stopping and starting. That being said, the route itself was clocked in at 17.3 miles, so kind of right in halfway in between that 16 to 18 miles. And boy, by the time we were done, my legs and my feet were hurting for sure. And I definitely had some foot swelling for a few days after the fact. Many doses of Tylenol and Aleve were taken, and some Icy Hot and topicals were used, but obviously after a few days I was feeling pretty good. Still was walking around Manhattan the day after and the day after that because I was visiting for a few days in addition to the walk, so physically it was tough at the time and tough for a little bit afterwards, but that has been resolved. The other thing too about it was being overnight. I can't tell you the last time I stayed up all night for something I wanted to stay up all night for. I've been up at night with a sick kid. I've been up at night for other reasons, but not just for something I wanted to do. So in many ways, it felt like I had a dream, or it felt very surreal, and now that I look back on it, it feels as though it was a dream and it was happening, and I'm looking back on it as though I had dreamt it, but it really did happen. I do attribute a lot of that to the thing that it was overnight, and I'm not usually up that during those hours these days. So there was that piece as well. Again, nothing major that was a deal breaker, obviously, but there was definitely some physical and mental challenges and just getting it done, but I got it done. During that walk as well, I did have some time to talk about my dad, and my friend talked about her loss and people she knew that had been affected by suicide, and so it was good to have that conversation. We didn't spend the whole night or the whole time talking about it, and I honestly thought I would spend more time thinking about my dad and some of my family members that we've lost to suicide, but I really didn't. There was a lot going on in terms of having to make sure you weren't walking in front of a car or making sure you were following the route. And so there, in many ways, there felt like there was a lot of distractions. Whether that was good or bad, I don't know, but that definitely is something that I reflect on now. So definitely some physical, mental challenges, but got through them. And in terms of making a statement for suicide prevention, that was also, I think, done. And as we walked through the city, people came up and asked what we were doing and what it was about. And so we did get some people's attention. We did get people wanting to donate. So that was positive as well. So now that it's over and it's been a few weeks, the question becomes, for me, will I do this again? And at this point, I'm not sure. I still can almost feel the physical and mental effects. Obviously, that's not the case, but I can still, it's still very recent in my mind. It was a lot of walking. It was a lot of training. There was a fundraising component, which wasn't bad for me. I was very fortunate to have a lot of generous support and donors. But to go through that process again, will I do it next year? I'm not sure at this point. I think I probably will. And potentially my husband has said that he would want to do it. So it'd be nice to have him as support, additional support. So it might happen, but I would say I will probably wait a while to think on it. So I do think overall, though, it was a great experience. I highly recommend people doing it. I loved having it in New York, even though there were some challenges with the route. It was a great way to see the city. Saw some interesting things on a Saturday night in Manhattan, for sure, that I probably wouldn't have seen any other way. So it was definitely an experience, and I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I was able to get lots of generous support, and thank you to everyone who supported me in any way, shape, or form to make my journey and make this walk happen. I really appreciate it. So again, just overall, I think it was really good and a good experience, and I would encourage people to do it at least once. Since now, especially that I've done it at least once, I can recommend it. So with that being said, I will finish off with the crisis text line and the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. So if you or someone you know is struggling, you can call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The number is 800-273-8255. Again, that number is 800-273-8255. The crisis text line, you can text the word HOME, that's HOME, to 741-741. Again, you can text the crisis text line, text the word HOME, which is HOME, to 741-741. Thank you all for listening. I hope you've enjoyed hearing a little bit about my experience. And if you have any questions about the overnight walk, the Out of the Darkness overnight walk, any questions about the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in general, or just any other questions in general, feel free to reach out. And thank you again for listening. You have been listening to the Suicide Prevention Podcast, and this is Dr. Dawn, the Suicide Prevention Pharmacist. Take care.